I'm very happy to be here. I was not available to join the first part of the Info Day, because actually today we have the deadline in Emotive, the project, the story I'm going to tell you, to submit 5 deliverables to the Commission, the first 5 deliverables of the project. So you can understand how stressful and how much work it has been. Today I'm not going to cover the implementation of this project. I will take a step back, going to the project idea, and I'm not sure, depending on the time constraint, how much I will talk about the submission of the proposal, because my colleague Tatiana already provided many useful tips. But I'm of course happy to share also more details with you about the implementation part and some other tips that unfortunately I cannot cover here for the time reason. So it is a honor to be the project manager of the only academic Horizon project implemented in Slovakia. And as UNIZA, we should be proud of having this kind of flagship for the whole Slovakia. It's actually a Slovak success story. And I would say that it's even one more reason to be proud of this, that it's an international team at the University of Žilina, mixed between say, international experts and Slovak experts, implementing this. So in a country that, when you read the reports, is lagging behind on interdisciplinarity, internationalization, many other aspects, I think that UNIZA should take the opportunity to be very proud and promote this as much as possible. This success story actually is a success story also Veradiate, the project where I'm also working, because this is a framework under which the proposal has been submitted and then granted. But it goes beyond Eradiate, because Eradiate is not a research project, while this is a research innovation action, and even the timeline will go beyond the project Eradiate, and this is matter for other discussions. Here, I'm to share my experience with you, and then, of course, if you have questions, this is the time to talk about this. I start with my professional journey, because when you submit proposals, it is also linked to what you have done in the past, to your interest, to your inner motivations. So it is important to think also about who you are, who you want to be, and how does this fit to your work. I think that it's difficult to be excellent in a work when you don't like it, or when it doesn't fit to your aspirations and motivations. So this is the very first question to ask yourself before you go for a research project. So my background is quite international. I'm Italian by origin, a very small town in Italy. I graduated in computer science at the University of Bologna, so I already moved from my small town to a larger town. It was my first mobility experience. Then, since I was not very happy with this little mobility, I decided to go even north, first as an Erasmus student to Helsinki, and then seeing the very stimulating environment there, to my master thesis between Italy and Finland on the application of computer science to education, so educational technology, and extending this with a PhD in cognitive science in Jyväskylä. So I was living in Helsinki, but I went even farther, 300 kilometers north than Helsinki, for the PhD. And then I moved to Brussels, where I gained experience not on the research as a researcher, but as a research administrator. So what Tatiana was explaining to you about the selection of experts, importance of selecting keywords and the abstract, actually I was the one identifying appropriate experts to evaluate proposals. And that's why you get to know a little bit some secrets of the evaluation. Now I'm in Žilina, and again on the other side of the table, preparing the proposals, but with the experience of a researcher and a research administrator. And actually I also did research in companies during my PhD, in telecom operators and Nokia at the time. So this is a mix that is not a flat academic career, but provides you quite many insights on the ingredients for excellent research. So before engaging, this is a kind of slide for your self-assessment. Are you ready to go for this? What you need to be for be successful, actually you need to be creative. There are many ways to be creative, but you can find many ways, from like informal activities, social activities, reading, traveling, many different ways. But creativity is also linked to learning, so it should be really active. You have to be curious about things. Why this is implemented like that? Are there other different implementations? Why in another country this thing is implemented in another way? Is this linked to their culture, to their traditions, to their history? This stimulates your brain thinking, and then when you compare, you actually can think about new ideas. And this is actually the basis for starting a proposal. This is not enough, because you have to be organized. If you are not organized in terms of documents, in terms of thinking, in terms of many other elements, you will never succeed. Starting from your mailbox, you use Outlook, you just use one single archive and the inbox, then you work on 10, 15 projects, each of them with several tasks, with several work packages, with several people. How do you structure? It's not easy to find information, even if Google and many other search tools are excellent. But the way you structure information is also the structuring of your brain, your thinking. So it is a status that you have to put in mind to be organized. Be connected. Excellent research, you cannot do it by yourself. Even when you win an ERC grant, okay, it's excellent, but actually you will hire people to work with you with projects. So research is collaborative. Keeping knowledge for yourself or within your research team or your department might be considered successful within a very specific context, your team, your department, your faculty. But then if the knowledge does not cross boundaries, it does not go outside, it will have no impact. And since we saw how important impact is for Horizon, then, as your mindset, be open, be ready to share, and be connected. So this means also attending events, finding relevant people, contacting them, sharing papers, even with academic social media, whatever means you wish, and you will start building your networks. It is not only about your supervisor introducing you to a key researcher. This is much more. So the more you take initiative, the more you will be connected. People will judge your ideas, you will judge their ideas, and then you are part of the research community. Be persistent. Things will very often just fail. The first time, second time, third time, fourth time. Don't worry. Every time, at every iteration, things will get better. If you really understand and you don't take it personal, well, people make comments. It is useful to receive harsh comments as long as they are constructive. This helps you thinking, assessing, and improving things. Sometimes, unfortunately, also the evaluation process is not perfect. The proposal might be an excellent one, but maybe there are some issues with evaluation and the identification of experts, and you might get the proposal rejected. Don't worry. It's not that it's not an excellent idea and an excellent implementation. So this is also a little bit linked to don't be afraid to try again, to share these ideas, to reflect, and after a long journey, you will have a successful proposal. And then you will start the implementation journey, that is another story. So the idea, in my case, coming from 5 years in Brussels, working on transdisciplinary proposals and projects in very different directions, coming to Eradiate, focusing on ITS, was required me to rethink a little bit about my strategies for doing research on ITS, but still keeping in mind what I did before. So I had to first look at the Horizon program and then try to see what is the scope of the project in which I work, Eradiate, ITS. But as you can see from the banner, we could make proposals out of autonomous vehicles, electric vehicles, from the environmental impact, societal impact, technological aspects, economic aspects, a mix. So it is very broad, the domain we are talking about. But this has to be matched with your knowledge and your experience. So I analyzed some work programs and calls that, in my opinion, were interesting. And then, of course, you have to consider the time frame. When is the deadline for these calls? Is it realistic to make it on time? And of course, this is just a single assessment, but it is always important to talk to your colleagues as a team, because there will be some need also internally for sharing the work and the issues. I also personally made some targets, because I think it's important that people think, okay, how much can I achieve in 6 months or 1 year? This is also the basis for performance when you are assessed by your line manager. I thought that, okay, I can actually target 2 or 3 goals, and maybe at the end I will be able to submit 2 proposals. If I submit less, probably I will consider myself as underperforming. If I submit 2, I will be with the target. And then, once you are really convinced about that, you just go for it. So, I selected the 3 work programs in Horizon: Smart Green Integrated Transport, but also ICT and Energy. Because when you can see ITS from the R&D8 point of view, actually there can be very interesting calls under energy. So why to restrict only on smart, green, integrated transport? And my focus in the end was on the smart, green, integrated transport and ICT. And I selected these 2 topics that actually, when you were reading the text, they had also some kind of overlaps. The first one had a deadline 1st of February, the second one on April. I started working here in September 2017, so actually this was very close. And after I made this assessment, we were already in mid-October, and just with a kind of interesting call in mind. No partners, no further details. So you have to self-assess, okay, is it realistic, is it ambitious, how risky it is to go for this? I took the risk. I said, okay, I think this is really fitting to a kind of preliminary idea I have. Let's try to see if other people in my team will consider this too crazy and maybe stop, or let's go for this. So I have to say that in this topic, I didn't have specific publications, and we were going to go as a coordinator. So leading the consortium. One could be stopped immediately based on this, because also the people who are going to coordinate, to be involved, are judged by the evaluators. But of course, as Tatiana said, there are always newcomers, and then also the consortium as a whole is judged. So don't worry if you have an excellent idea, an excellent plan, but no specific publications in that area. It might be still valued positively. Then I also see the context, UNIZA, how many experts in the area of the call can I identify? To be honest, I could not identify any expert. I was at the beginning of my stay here in Gelina, so I did not have many connections to the research groups. But even through my colleagues, I could not really identify anybody who had done work on the value of travel time here, especially from an interdisciplinary point of view. There were some people expert in some parts of the what we could have needed, maybe on data analysis, on some transport economics, but nobody really fitting. So we decided to develop the whole proposal concept internally in our R&D team. And luckily, there was my colleague who is no longer with us in the R&D team, Dietrich Leis, who had some experience from his past career. And we started engaging in discussions, the two of us, to develop the concept. So in the end, he liked the idea, even if what I had in mind was a little bit too outside the scope of the traditional work on the value of travel time, that it was the area in which we had to address the proposal. So in the end, I was very creative. But we also to keep an eye on the topic. This is some kind of balance that you have to judge by yourself. And the initial title for the proposal, it was Time Banking for Sustainable Urban Mobility, Estimating Travel Time Value via an Opportunity Cost Approach. So I really like the idea of time banking because it's linked to communities and it is something that goes beyond economic value. So how much value has your time, and especially your time when you give it to others. This is the concept of the time banks, and there is a lot of interesting work. I said, why don't we apply this to the concept to the area of value of travel time? And I couldn't see any publication on this topic. I saw a niche for some kind of innovation. Then with my colleague, who had already the kind of knowledge of the literature, we tried to refine this and link a little bit to find some cornerstones of the proposal. Said, okay, cost and time, it's something that is traditionally addressed in this area, but actually with the other ideas, we could explore many other dimensions. And this could be the interesting part for the excellence of the proposal. Then we have to also to think, okay, what is the methodological approach? Are we going to find some data sets that are already available? Are we going to create our own data set? Are we going to use interviews? What is the approach? And you have really to go back also to the topic to see what is asked in terms of, and in this case it was a European-wide investigation. How can you carry out a European-wide investigation? Okay, a local data set having only data from Slovakia would have not been sufficient, and even if partners in other countries found something similar, then you cannot really compare data sets. So then we said, okay, let's go for a data set that we collect, and we will do it via smartphone app. Maybe an existing one or maybe a new one. So you have to search for existing tools, and none of these tools were matching our needs. So, okay, we will have a work package developing an app within the consortium. So little by little, we had some kind of a structure of what should be in the proposal. And this is actually the skeleton for the work packages. We are already talking about quite an advanced stage, but we were just brainstorming. But this is basically how it could work, even among two people, as an internal reflection, you can actually create a solid concept. Then we go back to the topic, because of course, if something is missed, no matter how excellent your concept was, you will lose points, so that the project will not be approved. And then to this initial idea, maybe you have to decide to drop some very cool concepts, as like my idea of personal time banking completely disappeared from the proposal we submitted. Because we thought that if we include this, it will be very difficult to find evaluators who will understand that this actually fits the value of travel time, and it goes a little bit beyond too much. We said, okay, we will not use this as a keyword, but we use this as a concept. So it's embedded in the explanations of the texts, but we just use a traditional keyword, so we are more sure that in the expert identification, we will be properly evaluated. And then we went to write the key points for the impact. We had the concept. Now we see what is asked by the commission in this topic. What are the impact expectations? And then we put them in writing. Because even before writing the whole excellence part, we jumped immediately to this part. And at this stage, we had a kind of little concept and the objectives and the impacts in mind. It is time to go and talk to outside, to the people, to find the right partners. How to find them? As I said, when people are connected, they already can explore their personal networks to find appropriate people. And I was, thanks to COST and my previous experiences, I was connected to many networks in Europe on very different topics, and this is certainly helpful. But it might not be enough. But the trust aspect is important, because when you talk to these people, they might introduce some other people, and they know who you are, maybe because of another work context, and they will be more willing to listen to you and to give you some information. And in addition to this, I was lucky that Slovakia was the EU president at the time, and there were a lot of events in Bratislava. So there were events on ICT, on social science and humanities, and since our proposal was interdisciplinary, I targeted events on ICT and social science and humanities, because there might be interesting experts to meet during the kinds of face-to-face sessions. So I registered a brokerage session, and I organized like 9 meetings in a row in this kind of a speed date, but academic one, to present your idea and to find the appropriate partners. So out of all this, actually I managed to meet one person. that in the end his institution is part of the consortium of our project. So it is really worth to go here and to prepare a short pitch presentation about the project. The question is how much you should share about the project or the idea. You never want that people steal your idea, so then people just are too vague and they risk then of not attracting people to the proposal. In my opinion, it is not so critical to share enough information because they really have to understand what is innovative about the concept. And this moment, you are not only talking about the content, but you are trying to sell an idea and at the same time to be trusted by the person you talk to. So the people will be interested in hearing more and then you will have a lot of Skype calls afterwards. This part is very time consuming because imagine you meet 9 people, each of them wants to know more, or maybe 5 of them, they want to know more. In the following weeks, you have to arrange a lot of calls to further discuss and explain many aspects. So it's very time consuming and you are not writing a single line of the proposal and the deadline is getting closer. So bilateral group discussions. You might want to organize a Skype call for 3 or 4 partners. At this stage, it's too early because they are not yet committed to your proposal. So you have to focus on bilateral discussions. But once you have, let's say, 2 or 3 partners on board, then you can also have a group discussion and start sharing a little bit more and also discuss which part of the proposal they might develop. So this has to be done having in mind the consortium requirements in terms of, for instance, in our case, we have to have companies, but with the data collection campaign in all Europe, we should have also had in mind a partner that is able to reach several end users for the campaign across Europe. And we thought about different profiles, and in the end, we found a European-wide organization that was also our dissemination partner. So they are in charge of dissemination, but they are also able to connect us with a larger user base. So I will stop here because then there are more technical tips that Tatiana already shared. But I think my point was to provide a little bit the inside how you start. There are several elements. Each of them are critical for the success and not to underestimate. So when people will say, don't lose time to go to this networking event, try to argument that this might really make a difference in getting the right partner in a consortium, so it's money well spent. And this is the outcome of the evaluation. So it was an excellent evaluation and a very low success rate. Out of the 30 proposals submitted, only 2 were funded, and so 1 from Slovakia and 1 from Italy. And you have very little time to celebrate this achievement because the Commission will give a very short deadline to prepare the grant agreement, consortium agreement, and many other documentation. So take 1 or 2 days to celebrate, go for dinner with the team, get drunk, maybe do whatever you prefer. But then when you go back to work, look at the list that you have to address in a very few weeks. And if you don't do this, then somebody else will get the grant. You lose another opportunity. And then you will be sad because for some other reasons, an excellent proposal that was appreciated at the European level was not implemented. In the UNITA context, so it is not only about your work. The rector will have to sign documents. You will have also to discuss legal, financial matters that were explained also earlier. So people have to know also within the institution about this and get committed to respect deadlines. And you, as a coordinator, you have to make sure that these deadlines are respected. So the final remark, you see that each part is a long journey. So there are many elements and steps and sub-steps, and one has to be careful with all. So in practice, you have to have really many skills to be excellent in research and with the proposal. Social skills, communication skills, writing skills, creativity. So if you are an excellent researcher with many citations and papers, it doesn't mean that you will be a good coordinator of a research project. And I think it has been already said today that writing a research proposal is different than writing a journal article, for instance. So I hope that with my overview I provided an idea of how many elements you need to include to go from idea to proposal. And my remark is also to be ambitious. So each of us can have excellent ideas, and I think that there is a big potential inside each of us that sometimes we underestimate. Maybe it's also the institution underestimating this, your line manager, your wife, many people are underestimating. Oh, this has been done thousands of times. Don't think about this happened. You see, we will never be successful. But in reality, any of us can be successful at local, national, European, or even global level if we really believe in this. It's not for sure that this will happen, but as I said, if you are persistent, at some scale, you will certainly achieve success. So, thank you very much for your attention, and as I said, feel free to contact me for many other, I'm happy to share many other details about this project implementation. Thank you.